You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
I woke up, then I logged in to that Urban X where they be flexing with that blog in. Put it down, cause my little homie called in. Had to bail him out, he in trouble with the law again. Black skin can't win in the white world. Seen a brother kill his own kid for that white girl. We ain't wanna go to school, but we had to. Every February, it was scary in them classrooms. Shimmy y'all, shimmy yay. Old dirty bastards can't own dirty slaves, or they own dirty masters. Black Dot found a pot as a youngin', broke it down for a son, and now he serve it to the masses.
Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Black mass, man, it's time to rock. I had to find a way, I couldn't find a job. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God. Couldn't find a prayer, couldn't find a God.
Urban excellence, a product of my residence. From 4 to 44, Obama was the president. I told mama I ain't tryna go to church. I'm like Adam, every Adam is a product of the dirt. And I've been reaping what he sowed, I got the product, got the dirt. And I can teach you what I know, but then you got him put in work. You in trouble if you waiting on the government. I told my bro I make it out the hood and that's a covenant.
Peace, peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Urban X Podcast. Thank you guys for joining us. I'm Malcolm, this is the Black Dot.
Peace, we are in the building.
In the building with you guys.
In the flesh.
On a Thursday, we appreciate y'all.
Number one father and son podcast in the metaverse.
Yes, we hit in the multiverse.
Multiverse.
And a metaverse. We have
all of
that,
man. All of that.
If you think you have a better father son podcast,
go for it. Put it up. I don't care if you 20 and your son is 4. We coming for the kill.
You know what I'm saying?
I better not find no dirt on your 4-year-old in the daycare.
Feel me? Because
I'm going to expose that.
Feel me? Like, why he listening to Coco Melon?
Coco Melon?
And not Gracie's Corner?
And not Gracie's Corner?
That's beef. Like,
exposing him.
Exposure. You know what I'm saying?
He's still drinking a bottle. I'm exposing him.
I mean, wait, 4 years old, yeah.
4 years old. Come on, the bottle. Kind of,
yeah.
Pampers. Come on, come on now. Come on now.
That's kind of wild.
Other kids is pushing them around.
True that, true that.
Nah, son. I'm exposing. You know what I'm saying? All bets is off.
Thank you for joining us, man. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all. The countdown is still going. The countdown is still going. Show 294, which is amazing.
294.
You know what I want people to do? Yes, yes. I want people to hit us up on some of their favorite Urban X podcast moments throughout the
yes,
years.
Yes, that'd be dope. That'd be dope. That'd be dope.
Because we've had a lot. We've had a lot of moments. And that is not me on the intro. I keep telling y'all, that is not me on the
that
intro.
That is Malcolm. Just no, tell him.
No,
come
not.
On, man. You've been,
no,
you've
it's
been,
not.
You're an inspiring rapper.
That is not me. That is my man who did the production and then his brother who was on.
That's why I'm not sure you're my son.
The
you,
lyrics.
You ain't got no bars, none.
I actually, not rapping. I was never like really my thing. But in middle school, I won a city poetry slam.
Yeah, you told us.
You was there. there.
I was there.
You seen me. Like, you seen me.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. And I was like, that's cool.
Yeah, it was, you're a hater.
You know, poetry is, it's I do it too. I do the spoken
word. Yeah, and you haven't done no spoken word in like.
Whoa, I did something for A.A. Rashid's album.
That's
did,
true. You're right, you're right.
Yeah, slow yeah. down okay, now. Okay. So okay. I did part one and two. I did.
You did. You did.
Heron and what I call it? The overdose.
Yes. That was good. Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Okay, you're right. My fault. I stand corrected.
And I said, these dudes don't know the half, like one overdose. That was a bar.
That was. Okay.
On my latest song, I said, right? No. On the latest joint, I said, you need to see more than see Moss. Moss, more, right. See more.
We get it. It was right. Hard. I like it.
With your inner view, right?
He's about to do this all night. I should have started this. I'm sorry.
Feminine energy, no need for 92 mineral. Ooh, I was, oh my God.
I like it.
I killed myself.
How's up?
But I want to start out by saying I love you.
Oh, because Father's Day coming up. I got Father's Day coming up too, so.
I got you a gift last year. It was your first Father's Day.
It was.
You don't get more.
It was. That's crazy.
I want to do this scene where you say, but I love you. No. We're going to do a skit with that. Yeah. Every time I see that. But I still love you. This pop's got the ugly shit. He'd be like, all right, we need to get the show
starting early, but thank you guys for joining. Somebody just said that they automatic membership just came out, so they're good for another year.
That's what I'm talking about.
For another year.
Because I don't want to have to get the supervisor and another supervisor.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't want to have to do all that, man, because I will do it.
Yeah.
Side note, I went to go see the dinosaurs.
You talking about Jurassic Park movie?
Yeah, the Jurassic Park
movie. I heard it wasn't a really good movie, but... I heard it wasn't a good movie.
Well, if you see one, you see them all. I mean, how many movies can you have if these dinosaurs are chasing you around?
Yeah.
Big, but you know how a subplot with the, you know, artificial...
They had the original cast in there.
I didn't even realize what
See?
I just was waiting for the dinosaurs.
Gotcha.
And, you know, GMO and a lot of artificial stuff and subplots. So, I mean, you know, it's good for the kids. Me and wifey went because we was going to take Eli. He don't want to go to movies with us anymore. He said we complain too much.
Yeah, I do.
As old people.
He said I do. We just... And then a lot of the movies he likes, there's a lot of, like, backstory that he need to explain to y'all.
Yeah, you'd be asking questions. I'd be asking in the middle of the movie.
T. Oh, my.
Yeah, wifey's the worst.
God.
She want the whole... He's like,
but wait.
But you do know the movie's on. Yeah. I'm like, God damn it. So we had to go...
But wait, why did he turn green?
Yeah, we had to go by ourselves.
I respect that. I respect that.
Yeah.
Somebody said, did you decode it?
No, that's not what I really do. I mean, I can, but I leave that to the decoders because they don't miss any details. I be busy having a good time in the movie and shit.
Yeah, I
and
remember.
And I'll catch different pieces.
We went to Dr. Phil Valentine's like hotel room one time, and then the movie was on, and him and his wife was talking about it. He just catching stuff.
Yeah,
I said,
yeah.
Like, do you turn it off, like, when you, like, watching movies? He was like, yeah, sometimes, you know.
Yeah, but he just was going
just
off.
Just quick. I was like, how?
Yeah. You can see right through all that shit.
Yeah.
And I don't like to do that because then it spoils the movie sometimes.
I can't watch movies because I've read so many books and so stories.
So you know the story.
Yeah, I kind of just.
You can peep the whole structure.
The entire thing sometimes. So like,
how are you guys out there? Let's take a roll call. Did we miss roll call?
Oh, we kind of did. Real quick. I saw South Carolina. I saw Nolan in the building.
Okay.
What else? Somebody said Mal got no balls. Whatever.
Greensboro, North Carolina in the building.
Naptown in the building. Okay. Philly in the house. Shouts out.
Okay. All right.
Who else? ATL, of course.
Of course. ATL, stay in the building.
Chicago in the building.
I want to congratulate my man, Rich from Black Magic 363. Just bought a beautiful home out in ATL, man. Doing his thing, man. Making his mom and his daddy proud. So shout him out. So now he's in the mecca, the hub of consciousness, because New York doesn't have it anymore. Atlanta has got the title for that now, and everybody just comes together. He spoke about the trip to Stone Mountain. He had just planned it briefly, and he said it was hundreds of people, elders, young people, all climbing the mountain, a Stone Mountain, and you know, so Atlanta, we'll get together and rock with you.
Tough. LA in the building. I see Brooklyn, South CAC.
NO in the building. Okay. Okay.
Memphis, Tennessee. Shouts out to y'all, man.
Shouts out to y'all.
Somebody said, thank you for the super chat. Peace and love. Keep up the good work. Once it's turned on, you can't turn it on. That's a fact, man.
Nah, I'm woke, but I take naps.
That too.
So right before I go to the movie, I turn that shit off. I go, turn this shit off. Especially if it's got like this car chases and shit. I don't want to be decoding all that shit. Yeah. But I have a team to do that.
Yeah.
So I get in where I fit in. So Kamani, Panic, you know, I see the Duke of Tears. That they good at that. They superb, let alone Phil Valentine and them. So I let them do that. And then I go, oh yeah, yeah, I did see that. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's what that meant. So you know.
So let's get started, man.
Let's do this.
Let's get started.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So there's a lot of news that's been happening, just like kind of across a lot of industries. But one thing that kind of caught my eye, Jared Carmichael, he's a comedian, and on his last special, he came out that he was gay, like, during the special.
Right? Oh, okay, like, in the middle of the show.
Like, yeah, he kind of just came out and said, yeah, I'm gay, and then he started going on that. So then he went on a press run talking about that, obviously, and then he said he barely talked to his mom now because his mom doesn't acknowledge, like, who he is, this is who I am, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. He did a GQ magazine, GQ magazine interview and things like that, and I think they asked him about Dave Chappelle, or I'm pretty sure they asked him about Dave Chappelle, and he basically said Dave Chappelle is tarnishing his legacy by the trans controversy and stuff like that. Mm. And he said, like, Google your name. Like, that's only that comes up when people Google your name, and that's an odd hill to die on, but, you know, we're going to let you die on that hill. And I thought that was odd.
That's very odd.
I thought that was odd. First off, it feels like he, like, as soon as he came out, he immediately turned in his black card for what he felt like was an upgrade to this, like a stamp upgrade, like, oh, now rainbow stamp, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And now he can kind of just like look down or disassociate himself from what, because a lot of his old comedy was about black stuff. Then he has a lot of other comedy where he said, I kind of agree with slavery, stuff like that. So now you're gay.
So this is the final.
Yes. So now you're gay, and now it's easy to just try to like ascend because, you know, that's what you're in a GQ spread. And you know how those GQ spread goes.
Yes.
Like, he looks crazy in those pictures.
Yes.
And now all of a sudden, because the entire time, like, we didn't know your sexuality, we didn't know any of that stuff. Fine, right? Like, the pictures you were taking, okay, cool. Now it's like incredibly feminine. It's incredibly, so why does first, and then I always think about that, like, why does you being gay have to just translate to that?
No, absolutely.
And then you're trying to throw because Dave Chappelle under the bus in the same thing.
Because it's a costume you have to wear with it.
And the Carmichael show, I like that show. I thought it was a great show.
Got you. I've never seen his show. I've seen him before, but I've never seen his show. A couple of things. I don't think, personally, his mother should disown him. She birthed him.
Right.
And there's something called unconditional love for your children. Mm. And I think I've already stressed that aspect of it. These decisions are individually made. If you like it, I love it. I can't live your life for you.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, let's get that out of the way. Most importantly is Dave Chappelle will go down in history as somebody who fought for humanity. You know what I'm saying? As far as I'm concerned, mm-hmm. the righteous part of humanity, the natural order of things of humanity when most of the world was turning into fucking Looney Tunes. Mm-hmm. So sometimes that stand, you got to stand in on, and the whole current is trying to swing you one way, but standing upon your principles, I will never forget what David Chappelle has done because he represents how I feel about it from an agenda standpoint. And then when Dave Chappelle can box you in with his intellectual comedy to show you that 85% of that shit makes no sense at all, and now you want to join on a team that's going to secretly try to destroy David Chappelle. But even Netflix was like, yo, hold up. Mm. Hold up a minute. So whenever a black man can let his balls hang, right? Kyrie Irving, he let his balls hang, right? He coming in swinging them shits like this. They took his money. They, you know what I'm saying? Threaten this, threaten that. And at the end of the day, he said, this shit is a game. That basketball shit is a game. This is my life. This is a game. This is my life. This is a game. And he chose his life. Bravo. Mm-hmm. Right? Because I'm going to tell you what I always tell you. Welcome to Happy Burger. This is the Black Dot. May I take your order, please? So when money can't control you in those aspects, and we've seen Dave Chappelle already walk away from $50 million and this and that. Now, I'm not caping for Dave Chappelle. If you want to get into all the other stuff that he did come back to the networks. And oh, okay, I'm just talking about on the principle of something you truly do believe in the face of an industry that won't allow you to be yourself. They usually check you because even the most masculine rappers and all of them will keep their mouth shut when it comes to the Alphabet Crew because they know better. So for you to be able to get on stage knowing you're going to receive backlash and still make your points, bravo. So now you want to, because I don't think he want no smoke with Dave Chappelle.
No, I don't think even
Dave Chappelle put 20 minutes on him and destroy his career.
I don't even think he would do that. I don't even think that's kind of like Dave's style, but I just thought it was corny and kind of clout chasey for him to even now use this platform of him being gay now.
Right, that's low-hanging fruit.
It's low-hanging, yeah.
Like, you became gay, so now it's easy to just take a shot. Why didn't you take a shot at Dave Chappelle before you came out?
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Why didn't you say, you know what? I don't agree with what you waited until you came out and you had gang with you.
Exactly.
Or gang with you. And now all of a sudden you want to flex your half a nut, because that's all you probably got now is a half a nut. You want to flex your half a nut and Dave is swinging his whole set of cojones. Get out my face with this.
Exactly. That was.
Beat it. And that ain't him. Is that him?
Yeah, it's him.
Oh, that's him. Okay, yeah, got you. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So stop it.
That was my only point. It was just like real, like now, all of a sudden now.
Right, all of a sudden now.
And then somebody even said it was like the Hannibal Buress thing where like, because he even said.
Exactly.
He even said like Google his name, like what comes up. So now like.
Who you think run Google?
And Alphabet.
Yeah.
It's called Alphabet.
It's called the fucking Alphabet. It's called Are you Alphabet, fucking kidding yeah. me? So it's obviously they can put your name so that when young people or whoever want to know who don't know who you are, they have that stigma attached to your name. When you Google Professor Griff's name, you get a whole bunch of anti-Semitic stuff. Griff is not anti-Semitic. First of all, he can't be because he's an original. But you know what I mean? Yeah. In any sense of the word.
Right.
Right? He stuck up for his people and what he felt was the truth at that time. And here we are 30 years later, everything he said came to pass. Let Griff let his nuts hang. We need to have a national Let Your Nut Hang Day. Okay, for those of us who still have a set. And I mean every word I say to you, none of this shit means nothing. You know what I mean? You're never going to get me to sell out for a dollar. Maybe two, no. You're never going to get me to sell my people out for a dollar.
Yeah,
I don't give a shit. Grew up poor my whole goddamn life. And still was happy and excited because life is so much more than that. Now, I'm not telling you not to go out and allow your ability to acquiesce anything you want in the universe. That's on you.
Right.
Only you know what you've done to get those things. And like I said, he waited until he was gang, meow, meow, before he stepped up and had the half a kahuna.
Yeah.
To say something about Dave Chappelle, beat it.
Yeah.
Beat it.
Okay.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Somebody said, did I watch Everything Everywhere at Once?
He was supposed to.
I was going to watch it last night, me and wifey, but we didn't want to get so deep in the middle of the night. We were tired. So we went and watched Hustle instead.
It's a good movie.
Good movie, but just basketball is a story. Because we watched the trailer for everything. We was like, yo, this shit is...
looks crazy, yeah.
Crazy!
Yeah.
Not tonight.
Yeah.
Nah, not tonight. Yeah. But we will. But we will. What are you going to say next up?
Next. So, all right. This has nothing to do with the larger, like, you know, I guess, hit, like, story of the world right now. But I just thought it was interesting. So, I've been watching the Obi-Wan Kenobi show on Disney Plus.
I like Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I've been enjoying it, right?
He's been my favorite. Not Yoda. It was always Obi-Wan.
Yeah, I've really been enjoying it. However, not however, but so obviously Darth Vader's in the show, right? You hear James Earl Jones's voice, iconic Darth Vader voice and stuff like that, right? And he's credited with, you know, with him being in the show. So you're thinking like, oh, snap, like he's, because he's like 90-something years old.
Right.
So you're thinking like, oh, is he like doing this voice? However, deeper in the credits, it's a company called Respeecher who's credited. Now, people, like if you look it up, Respeecher is a technology that I can read the lines and it'll come out James Earl Jones and his voice.
Oh, see, this is like Face App. I mean, what's that thing?
What are you talking about?
A Reface? What's the name of the thing that where they can change your face?
A deepfake.
It's deepfake, but deep voice.
For your voice.
Wow.
Now, they're crediting him, and I think it's only to kind of garner more attention to the show and say, like, look, we got James, like, you know, the legendary.
That's sad.
But I think, I don't think it's him. I don't even think he's actually even got up to read any of those lines.
And he don't own his own voice.
He doesn't own his voice. Listen.
God damn it, listen, James.
Listen, I think, because even, no spoilers. It's a great show. But even in the last Lion King movie, the Lion King movie, he wasn't nowhere near in the marketing. Mm. Like they said, like starring him because he's, you know, reprising his role as Mufasa and stuff like that. But I didn't see him on the red carpet. Mm. I didn't see him doing any interviews about the movie. Mm. And if you watched the movie, like even the way that the lines were read, it wasn't. That was one of my favorite movies growing up. And it didn't kind of hit the same
Simba.
Way. It didn't hit the same way. So I'm just like, yo.
Never go beyond the deepest part of the forest, Simba. Over there. Do not go there, Simba.
He didn't say it like that, but.
No, that was pretty, good.
No.
For my first time at it.
No.
I think that was pretty good. Malcolm, never go beyond the forest.
But yeah, because he does not own his voice.
That's sad.
Which is crazy, right? So now
he sold his voice for like $15,000 or something. Or?
I don't think it was for that. I think it was for more than that. He sold the rights to that movie, his voice to that movie, his likeness to that movie for like $15,000 or $50,000.
Foul.
But
and he didn't know it was gonna blow like that.
Mm-mm.
He thought like some space movie.
Yeah,
please.
Yeah, exactly. In the '70s too.
In the '70s, yeah.
So damn, he took that bread. I just thought that was very interesting. I think that's where a lot of stuff is going, especially. With people's catalogs being sold.
So how does that work with them saying some shit Malcolm X never said?
Oh.
You know, I mean, if they find a tape, a dusty,
no,
and they add the static to it.
Exactly.
And makes you think it's tape from the 60s, and Malcolm is saying, I like white people. White people are fine with me. All those things I said about Elijah Muhammad are not true. I like white people. I want to date a white woman.
Yeah. Exactly.
How does that work?
Exactly. And somebody said he sold his voice. Yes, Jimmy. He definitely did sell
his voice. He sold his voice.
He definitely did sell the rights to his voice.
Yeah, he did. He did.
So, and...
No, this is interesting stuff.
I'm looking at this.
It opens up Pandora's box for, you know, in connection with deepfake. This is what you think you see. Is it really what you see?
Is it exactly? I thought it was fascinating. So, like, look into that.
Look into that, man. Serious business.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, Lizzo, she fell victim to the mob recently. She came out with a song called Girl or something like that. And in the song, she says something to the fact, like, something, I'm a spaz. And then she goes off about her girl about to do this because she's cheating on her. Like, it was like one of those stories.
Okay.
But people got upset because she said the word spaz, and apparently
I thought it was some R word. Didn't Cardi B say something with the R And they said the R word. I didn't know what the fuck the R word
probably
was.
Probably said retard, like retarded.
I thought about that.
But
yeah.
Spaz, apparently that is a derogatory term.
I did not know that.
To the disabled community.
To the and hood, that ain't nothing.
Yeah. When you say, like, I'm a spaz.
Yo, son, I'm a spaz on you.
Yeah.
It means yeah. It's on site.
And this woman who said, like, she has cerebral palsy said, I am disgusted. Like, jeez. And Lizzo actually wound up changing her lyrics.
I'm not going to do it.
Like, yo.
I'm not. If I say something that's blatantly derogatory, I will apologize. I was wrong. Spaz is from our community. I mean, you know what I mean?
Right. That's so something. you're allowing, as Lizzo, you're allowing people not from your community to police how you talk. And because you gave into this, now you're going to have to give into
everything.
Lizzo is probably one of the most unproblematic, if we're going to use that word, artists I've seen. Her music lives in department stores, commercials, stuff like that. It's just right. Very just...
Right. Right. Yeah.
And the fact that they were able to pick that word out, that one word, spaz, and then make it into your being, it's called like ableist because you're able-bodied. And it's... Yeah. So listen. I wanted to get firsthand, you know, knowledge and see how we go. So I'm going to call our resident disabled. Person.
Let's call him.
I'm going to call. Can you hook it up?
I can hook it up.
I'm going to call our resident. Ask him how he feels about it.
Yeah, sure.
Is that it?
And plug that in.
I'm going to call. Let's see if he picks up. Yo.
Yo.
Oh my God, loud.
Yo, what's good?
Yo, Eli.
What's going on, people?
Listen, did you hear about what Lizzo said on her song?
No.
Okay, so she said apparently that she's going to spaz, and a lot of people got upset in the disabled community and made her change her lyrics. Do you, as a disabled person, get offended by the word spaz?
No, I don't get offended by the word spaz.
Like, say, like, yo, I'm going to spaz out on you, son. Would you get upset by that?
No, absolutely not.
Okay. What's a word that would offend you?
The R word, which is
we just talked about this. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all know the definition of the R word.
Right.
I don't say it.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Other than that, I'm cool. Nothing really offends me other than that, but it's a world where nobody's gonna be perfect and you're gonna say words that's gonna offend anybody.
Right.
So, like, for example, if somebody was to say it, I would get offended. But honestly, I don't care about. I don't need their apology or their validation of, like, you know, how they feel to, like, feel comfortable in my own skin.
Let me drop a bomb to that.
Thank you, Eli.
You know.
Yep.
So.
Thank you, man.
And I hope you are ready because the Celtics thing game is going 7 games. And I just don't want you to get your hopes up tonight. And I'll see you in a little bit.
Yeah, going night-night tonight, my boy. Yeah, going night-night tonight.
I don't think so.
Curry's dropping 50. Clay is dropping 30. And it'll be a great night. I need my champagne and some cigars.
Okay.
Right? You got it.
You dig?
All right, bro. Later.
All right. Peace.
Have a great night, guys.
Peace.
Listen, Eli has spoken.
Eli has spoken. That doesn't enough for me.
Okay.
All right.
But yeah, once you give into the... Yo, we've gotten to the point where we've gotten so advanced with our language, with our technology, that we're just kind of right back to the beginning of this thing, where we kind of just need to go right back. Like, we've gotten... like, technology has made things easy, but we need to start doing stuff with our hands again. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
It's been easy to get information, but we need... to sit down and just kind of read for information again. You know, like, really search for it and dig for it again.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, diet. I don't know. We just kind of need to go. We need to go back to just doing stuff again. Like, really just seeing people, talking to people.
You need to quiet this thing down.
Yeah, yeah.
Once again, and still ourselves, because it's in the stillness that the answers come to us. You know what I'm saying? We get to solve our own problems. We get to elevate in the stillness. We following a wave now of technology, of news, of media, of hyped events that are taking us so far out of our element that when the wave come back down, we don't know where we at.
Mm-hmm.
Because now, like, one lady gets offended.
She changed the song.
And she changed the song. So, you know what? I'm going to find a word in her song. No, no, watch this. Yeah. I wonder if she'll do it for me.
Yeah.
Like, if she said something, like, yeah. I don't like the way you said brother. I mean, you know, that offends me because, I mean, not every brother said, is a brother.
She said, ho, bitch, all these words in the song. None of that offended anybody.
None of that offended anybody. But Spaz did. Okay. All right.
Like, we it's easier to meet people online. We need to go out and actually meet people again. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need to just kind of go back.
But this new generation is so detached from that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's ridiculous. That's all we did is go out and meet people and interact and you know, so. But, you know, it's a new day, man. It's really a new day.
And somebody had a really good question. Somebody said, wait, so I think he's talking about the ReSpeecher app. Could do music, right? If so, is that why everybody is selling their music? Since the company can have your voice, they can redo songs and take those royalties. Who knows? Because I wouldn't be surprised now, like, say, if, like, an artist dies, they can say, oh, we got another album.
But dude, you really think Tupac made 75 albums? No disrespect. You really think Tupac made 75 albums?
But
out of here.
But you know what's crazy? I think we're going to get to the point where we're just kind of like, okay, but people are kind of going to be okay with that. Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake has...
They'll find a new magic...
10 new albums.
Michael Jackson album now. They'll find a new Prince album somewhere. And somebody who has the same cadence... Come
and
on.
Computer algorithms could just kind of...
Yeah, Millie Vanilli that shit.
Exactly.
Millie Vanilli that shit.
Interesting, man.
Interesting stuff, man.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, shouts out to Monique. She and Netflix settled to... And they both decided to drop their lawsuits against each other because she was suing Netflix for, I think, racial and discrimination regarding her the deal that they were trying to give to her. They were trying to give her, like, $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that she got lowballed in compared to what
That's
Dave Chappelle got.
That's a great picture of it, too. Yeah, I'm listening.
In compared to what Dave Chappelle got, Amy Schumer got, and things like that. And then I think they countersued. So they both decided to drop their suits. I'm not sure how much money she actually got from the settlement. I heard... $50 million. I heard that, but I'm not sure. It just didn't sound right to me.
That don't sound. I'm going to court.
Yeah,
$50 million.
I heard, so I don't know how true that is. But I mean, if they know Netflix, like, know they about to get in trouble for something.
Okay, but when you say get in trouble, dude, do you know what get in trouble is?
True.
$5 million. Let's just settle this.
True. True.
Look, Monique. Yeah. We know times is rough. You just did a concert. Nobody really showed up. You know, okay, take the $5 million and the $50
million. Yeah, that was just
I'm going to court. I'm rescheduling. I'm postponing. I'm not giving you $50 million. Ever. We will be fighting in court until I die.
Yeah.
Because some shit that you got your feelings hurt, nope, ain't going to happen. But if she got $50 million, go on, girl.
Yeah, when I see stories like this, like, the two halves of my brain think about it. One half, the black side, like, facts. That's what, get your money. The other half, business side, I'm like, nope,
not gonna do it.
No,
not gonna do it.
But that's just, you know, hopefully, you know, she did get some money. I don't know.
No, I'm pretty sure she received some compensation.
Facts.
Because they lowballed her from the beginning. Let's just be clear, okay? That was a lowball offer for an Oscar winner of her magnitude, whether you agree with the movie or not. She won the award.
And
it's supposed to put on a certain tier. You wouldn't offer a regular comedian that money.
No, but do you think she would have got more money if she was doing a drama movie, like a Netflix exclusive drama movie, and they gave her $500,000, and she said, I'm an Oscar winner. I agree. She didn't get her Oscar for comedy.
That's true. That is true.
So I'm going to say, and I don't agree with how much money they gave Amy Schumer because I don't think she's funny. It's a lot of people I don't think is funny.
How much they give her?
I think they gave her like $50 million.
$50 million?
They changed.
I'm in the wrong business, guys. Listen, I'm going to work on my stand-up.
Listen, they
I'll take $500,000.
They changed the entire Netflix, like, interface because, remember, they were downvotes. Like, you could, like, or like the rating system, you could rate something. Her special got rated so bad that they just took it off.
Wow.
You get what I'm saying? So, like, wow. I think they gave her a lot of money for that special.
I just saw her on LeBron's show, and she's a little phony to me.
Who? Amy Schumer?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, come on.
She was just kind of like, like, she didn't belong there. They kept putting the camera on her, and she kept trying to act like she was included in the conversation.
She got exposed for stealing jokes.
Oh, she stole Patrice O'Neal's joke. She was...
Yeah, like, come on. You don't do that in comedy.
Yeah, you don't do that in comedy. That is, I mean, it happens, but you don't do that.
Some Love Studios. This is Leslie. Her Netflix argument wasn't about Netflix. It was about her status as a comedian, and they stood very high being compared to a notch. She did get lowballed.
She got lowballed. She
definitely got lowballed. And I do agree she got low. She could have got more. She should have got more money, but. She actually like compared herself to like Dave Chappelle in the original post, if you remember that.
Yeah,
that's
a bit of a stretch.
Just no.
I don't even, to be honest, I don't find her funny.
That's just me.
I'm just going to keep it. You know who else I don't find funny and people may get offended? I never found Bernie Mac to be funny.
Oh.
No. I found him to be very energetic.
Even on his show?
No, he was funny on his show.
Okay, so you're talking about his stand-up.
His stand-up wasn't funny to me. That's just me. You know what I'm saying? He was very animated and all of that's cool. Wow. But I never found his stand-up, I'm just being honest.
Okay.
To be funny. The Bernie Mac show was hilarious.
Okay.
That was hilarious. You know, just saying.
You know, I got one. You know whose stand-ups are okay to me? Aside from his two specials. Martin.
I never found Martin to be... His stand-up
like
funny.
Run Tell Dad and You So Crazy. I love those.
Now, the Martin Show?
Yeah.
Hilarious. And they're doing a reunion.
Yes, show. It's on BET Plus right now.
It's on already?
I think so.
Okay, we need to see that. Do we have
BET
Plus?
I don't have BET. We don't have BET Plus.
How much is it for BET Plus? And I could just...
I'm not sure.
Cancel. All right.
Somebody said his Def Jam. See, I didn't grow up
No, Def Jam, he was funny.
Yeah, I didn't grow up
as
on that.
As the host of Def Jam.
I didn't grow up on
he
that.
He was. See, listen, guys, when you have to carry a show for an hour, that's a very long time to be on stage by yourself. Now, 15 minute intervals, that's a little easier. When you got to do an hour special, and then I'm sitting there and I want to laugh, and I want the laughs to intensify the further the show goes along. Take Cat Williams' last one.
Terrible.
I tried to laugh.
Yeah.
On a few, like I looked over at wifey, with her. And then it just didn't hit, you know? So, just saying. And it doesn't mean I don't like Bernie Mac.
Or
Martin. I love them. Everything ain't, you know, like every album that came out by so-and-so, be like, yo, I like Jay-Z. I just didn't like this particular album. Or I like this one. Side note.
Drake
is dropping at midnight.
Midnight.
For all you Drake fans.
Yeah, surprise album.
Yeah, surprise album.
Which a lot of people kind of assumed was coming because after Certified Lover Boy, people said, like, it just don't sound like this is the album.
It's called something.
It's called Honestly Forget It, something like that.
Honestly, never mind.
Never mind. Yeah. Forget it.
Forget it. Now he's starting to sound like me and just screw a nigga whole album and song up and shit.
I know.
Anyway, Jamie Foxx is funny as shit. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, he's hilarious.
He's hilarious. Okay, so we need to take a commercial break.
Yeah, we'll take a quick commercial break, and then we shall return.
Yes. Almost.
And we are back.
In the mix.
Thank you guys for joining us. Don't forget to support our advertisers. I hope the commercial break wasn't too much because we got... like a complaint.
Oh, really?
He was like, "What's up with these commercial breaks? These weak ass commercials." It was just one.
Well, you know, don't worry about that. Side note: Eddie Griffin is funny.
He is funny. Yeah.
Corey Holcomb is hilarious.
He's funny too.
But women get very uncomfortable because you know
he's.
Yes, I do like Bill Burr better than I like Bernie Mac. I do. You asked. I'm gonna tell you. Yes, I think Bill Burr. Is fucking hilarious.
I think so too. I didn't really like the last thing he just put up.
No, he put out one or two classics. That was all I needed to see. Yeah. Very funny. I like white comedians, black comedians.
Yeah, like if you're funny, you're funny.
Funny is funny. So I don't discriminate on the funny.
Lavelle Crawford, that dude is hilarious. Yeah, you can.
Oh, he's hilarious.
Yeah, you can name a lot of like really just funny comedians.
Yeah, you know, when you sit down, they all have their own styles, their own techniques. Some of them make you laugh more than others. Some of them are political.
Godfrey, he just creeped up into my top five. Oh, yeah, like, Godfrey. After seeing him live, but he really had me in stitches.
Yeah, he don't give you no breaks, bro.
I had a headache leaving that.
Yeah, like, there ain't no breaks in between his comedy. It's
hilarious.
It just don't stop, bro.
Facts.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So, I don't know if you guys have heard this story. I'm not sure how true it is because I'm hearing different numbers. But I heard a story about a farm in, I think, Kansas, I think it was, about thousands of cattle dying due to overheat and humidity and stuff like that.
And I saw the photos.
I saw the photos, too. I saw the number was 2,000, and then I saw another post, and the number was 3,000, then I saw another post, the number was 10,000, and somebody, one of our Twitter followers is like, yo, I gotta talk about this. I'm like, facts, we're gonna talk about it because that's crazy, because there is something going on with the food.
Yeah.
And the manufacturing plants, and or there is something going on with
and it's
infrastructure in this country.
That's what the dinosaur movie was about, but continue.
Oh, see, okay.
So that's the underlining story.
Got you. And the fact that there is something like people, and then like cattle dying, and then somebody said like it wasn't even that hot.
Yeah.
Like that was there and stuff like that. So I don't know.
And then I saw a report of a young lady who has, she just has animals.
White lady.
And she said, I had to buy a bale of hay. Yeah. This, she said, it used to be $4 for this, and that. And she said, the price of this stuff, just to feed. And she said, we didn't even get to when they got to feed the babies.
Yeah.
She said, by this fall, you know what I mean? Yeah. Just reading the tea leaves, we might find ourselves in a situation that we've never found ourselves before, which will all be just by design.
Yes.
So error on the side of Black Dot when it was Y2K.
Get water
and food. Yeah. Because that stuff you can never go wrong with. I forget the name of the company because we buy the food in the bins, you know, the little you just add a little, you know, serviceable shit. So I'll have that information for you. Somebody in the chat may know what I'm talking about. And you just got to kind of buckle down, man, because, you know, we don't know where this thing is going to go. But the purpose of it is always to create levels of fear and keep us resonating with the lower 2 and 3 chakras at all times, so that we can be taken advantage of. See, when we resonate on those lower frequencies, the parasitic elite gets stronger and they have ways, I don't need to tell you, to manipulate what we do. Once we start rising above that and start seeing this shit for what it is and be in it but not of it, we remove ourselves from the circumstances of it. And one thing we know how to do is pour.
So
recession.
This is the only thing when stuff like this happens, what I think about is, I always think like, what's the end goal here, right? Because if we talked about watching rich people during times, if rich people are kind of okay, then that's kind of a telltale sign that, all right.
Right.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Stuff is still moving around. It's just going to be a little difficult. Now, if they make it to where it's a clear obvious of between haves and have-nots, then it gets dangerous for them.
Yes.
Especially in America, we have guns here.
But
so now I see somebody, I see a rich person now. You know what I'm saying? I see you got food.
No,
you got,
it's not going to be that obvious because they're going to isolate themselves. Maybe that's what the catalogs is for, to buy your way into a specific neighborhood or a specific compound that's going to keep them isolated so they can have what they want and all the rest of us got to fend for ourselves.
Even still, how do rich people stay rich? They need us at the bottom kind of just feeding that.
No, absolutely.
Right? We are like in a capitalistic society as consumers, we have to feed the way up. So if people don't have money for music, for movies, for basketball games.
No, I'm listening to all happens? Of that, but I'm saying if the shit just go from one extreme to the next,
okay,
who right. the fuck think about a basketball game or the new Drake album?
And that's my larger point. If what's the point?
Yeah. They talking about population control. They've been talking about that and things of that nature, famine. Just take a snapshot of all the things that are constantly bombarding us to keep us in on a lower frequency. With chemtrails and water.
Somebody just mentioned something in the chat about the electric grid. So it's the grid, it's money, it's food, monkeypox. It's always something.
But you have
I'm
to
tired
keep,
of it.
No, here's the thing. Well, I'm waiting for the mothership. I don't know if you might not be able to get on it. I'm getting on the mothership. So what happens is in order to control this many people, there has to be constant fear because meditation and quietness, we figure this shit out. Mm. So they don't want you thinking. The NBA finals is on right now. I'm going to go get my nigga on in a few minutes. You know what I mean? And find out what they already know.
Yeah.
Who the fuck gonna win this? Yeah. You know what I mean? So this is a constant bombardment of things to keep you distracted. The weapons of mass distraction going everywhere. Then by the time you wake up out of the stupor, which is, thank you, Free World Boss.
Thank
appreciate you.
You.
We really do.
Yes.
By the time you get out of the multi-level of the stupor, it's too late. It's over. Mm. Sold my catalog, nigga. I'm on the other side of the compound.
Yeah.
Watching you niggas like, that's fucked up. You know what I mean? Or this, and you know, so stock up on your sea moss, cause that is a meal in itself.
Somebody said distraction is their biggest. That is a fact, man.
Yes.
That's the only way I can kind of crystallize the thought, like that I'm trying to convey.
Absolutely.
Like that is,
that is it, man. Because you don't have time to think about anything of what's going on, and then they give you your enemies. So they give you Biden. Come on, we know Biden ain't really got no power.
Oh, yeah, no.
But they want to put a stupid-looking person out there. I said it. Stupid. So you can channel all your energy on him as if he made the decisions. Same thing with Trump and Obama. Whenever you fall for that, you miss the whole point, right? Real power does not want to even be seen. Mm-hmm. That unseen power is really all about. But in a world of free will, you know, basically they have to give you somebody and you made the choice to vote this person in. So you have to deal with the consequences and they get to absolve themselves from anything that goes down. That's just the way it works in this realm. We have guardians of this particular universe that are there to make sure there's never a true infringement upon any cosmic laws, but doesn't mean you can't twist them and finagle them to benefit you in ways. Listen, all the food you eat is bad. All of that's been manufactured by the parasitic elite. They never force you to eat that though. They just put commercial after commercial, celebrity after celebity on it, right? And then your free will is infringed upon and you go get the chicken sandwich, right? But they didn't force you.
Yeah.
Right? So they didn't break any laws. The parasitic elite know what they're doing. What movie was that with Al Pacino and Keanu Reeves? Keanu Reeves was a lawyer.
The devil.
And Al Pacino was the devil's advocate.
Devil's advocate, yeah.
Free will.
Yeah.
It is a bitch, right? It's because he knew he wanted to get him sleep with his sister, but he couldn't make him. It was all about free will. So your free will is always infringed upon in this realm And we think we're doing what we want to do, and we're doing exactly what they want us to do. Problem, reaction, solution. Boom. Okay.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
There was a lot of, we were talking about what's happening in the crypto NFT space. There was a lot of layoffs at Coinbase.
Yeah, they got my money, bro.
Yeah.
I can see the shit. Yeah. I can see my money, and I keep trying to get it, and they keep saying, yo.
It's a lot of layoffs at Coinbase.
Yeah.
And remember, the crypto.com, remember, they bought the Staples Center.
Yeah.
Like, how, like, can they, are they going to lose it? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I think they just put the name.
Okay.
Like, they sold the name. The
name rights, okay.
You know, stadiums do that. And me and wifey were talking about Jay-Z got a lot of backlash with this thing with him and Dorsey because he's providing what some people think is an obsolete science by having these poor kids who got bigger issues to deal with. They need food and housing and regular education. And here you are supplanting something about Bitcoin into the mix. So I understand both sides of the argument. I think the Bitcoin thing is going to survive once the government
figures it out.
Right, and runs this course to make it problem, reaction, solution. Yeah. There's a problem with it. We need, and the solution is going to be a centralized Bitcoin that your government probably already got in place. They're just waiting for the shit to hit a chaos level where you go, man, I can't take this shit no more. Because I can see my money, man.
Yeah.
And I can't get it.
Like, can you imagine, like, when, I guess, like, the stock market and stuff, like, really just, like, came out? And how people was probably taking advantage before there was, like, laws and stuff like that.
It was white people jumping off of roofs.
Right, right.
During the Depression in the 30s. You know what I'm saying? Because they lost so much on the stock market when we went from, real money to fiat money and all of the transitions in between that. Dude, they kill all the people on the Titanic. This is a long, ongoing story. So do not be surprised if this is when we speak about a reset, right? We have to give you the opportunity to see something new that looks amazing. You getting your independence. Since when the parasitic elite gonna give you your independence? Since when Yoko Kamoko, whatever the fuck his name was, the one who created this shit, that's a mythical character like
you're talking about, the
Kaiser Sosa and
Satoshi?
Shit. Yeah, Satoshi Kamoko, whatever the fuck his name is. Right? And you think people let regular people just get rich? No, they're going to let the shit crash and burn. And you're going to be like, fuck that. We need the government to step in and help us. And they're going, all right, well, free will. It is a bitch, free will. And then you're going to line up. And they're gonna go, all right.
Because I always think about Wall Street and all like the different ways, like the different terms, like just like hedge funds and all the stuff, all like the little products that they have and stuff like that. I'm like, yo, people just kind of made this stuff up, a 401k plan. Like people just kind of made this up.
And it's your collective agreement that it's worth something,
right?
That makes it worth something.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yo, they put so much in place that black people, the majority, don't know anything about these things,
right?
Black people don't know what the hell these things are, so they just kind of make these things up. So I think crypto is kind of like in that weird, like there was a gold rush people made out, and a lot of people didn't, and then they're gonna have to kind of try to figure out a way toward where it's just kind of it makes sense for them.
At the end of the day, your government will be in control of Bitcoin and all that shit. Mark my words on it. They are not gonna give you independence from under their realm. That don't even make sense. That's like you running your car for water, and we going great. What a great breakthrough.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I saw some dude on Twitter. I saw a video of a guy. He created a machine that made fresh water just out of the air.
Out of the air.
And I'm like, yo, I don't think black people should be like promoting these inventions no more.
No.
And somebody got smart, like the patents of it. This is an oversized dehumidifier, whatever the hell he said. And I'm just like, okay, but the point remains. Anytime somebody creates something that can possibly disrupt a multi-billion, trillion-dollar industry, it never ends up with white people, too.
I see niggas lose their life over a wood. Like, anybody know this nigga? This nigga coming to the hood. It's anybody. He not leaving with that money. If you go into the hood right now, and I'm killing them on the dice game, and they and you,
all right, y'all.
All right, fellas. Really? 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 No, you better keep rolling them fucking dice until we get our money back. And then you. So can you imagine billions and billions of dollars for those parasitic meat? You know what I mean? We're going to let you just take some shit out the air and make water?
Yeah.
Nah, son. we gave you our free water back in the day. You were just able to open the faucet. I used to, in my kitchen, I swear, the water was so cold. I just turned it on, put my mouth under there. And we lived. Mm-hmm. The kids in the South had the water hose, the Johnny pump. Dude, we lived. Mm-hmm. Now, you wouldn't think about that. They have fit you, and all they're doing is somewhere putting water in a fucking bottle somewhere with a label on the shit going, look. Dude, that's the greatest hustle ever, son. Yeah. Why don't you think of that, son? Bottled water? The most abundant shit in the world. Like, you could just find this shit everywhere.
I told you it's illegal to collect rainwater.
It's illegal.
That's crazy. I don't think people, like, kind of explore that enough.
Like, you can't collect...
You cannot collect rainwater.
What the earth provides?
Yeah.
You can't grow no oranges, apples, grapes, bananas. None of that shit no more. As soon as Monsanto's got all that shit on lock. They selling seedless shit.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. It'll be the last one you have, nigga.
Until you gotta buy another one.
You gotta buy more. Dude. Come on, man. Come on, man. See, y'all think it's a joke. I'm waiting for the mothership.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
I'm out of here.
It's fascinating stuff. Yeah. It is disturbing as hell, but
yeah.
Fascinating nonetheless.
You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
So Biden is sending another $1 billion to Ukraine for military aid. I saw a video of more Ukrainian soldiers leaving and say, we have no weapons. We have. So I'm like, what the hell are they doing with the billions of dollars? Obviously, nothing of use. Or like that money is just kind of
It's just blowing. It's because it's going in one pocket out the other.
And you know what's
happening?
He's
sending the money over there. His boy is over there. All right, we got the you know, Western Union check.
For... And we're telling you.
Yeah, we're telling you.
We're telling you.
We're telling you.
Yeah. Money's going here. You ever like, how can I put this?
Say it, baby.
Yeah, how can I put this? All right,
say
so...
It.
All right, you know when somebody accuses you of something, and it can sound like completely ridiculous, but it is true, right? And then you go, oh, of course, yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. But that's exactly what you're doing.
That's exactly what he's doing.
That's exactly what he's doing. So like, of course, I'm just gonna
take the money.
Yeah. I'm just gonna send billions of dollars to Ukraine. You sending our money to Ukraine, but. The thing about Biden and the thing about Trump that kind of just always kind of irked me is nobody kind of presses them on these things that are happening, on these things, these decisions that they're making, right? Biden, he could just go up and say anything. He'd be,
I don't know what the fuck he'd
just
saying.
Be lying. Like,
he'd just be coming out with the most bizarre shit. Like, the economy hasn't been this good in 80 years. Niggas is like, gas is $7. What the fuck are you talking about?
Lying. This would be lying. It's crazy.
But Trump told you, Sleepy Joe, gas is going to be $8. Mm-hmm. He told you.
Yeah, he did.
Sleepy Joe, his son, is on cocaine. You didn't hear it from me.
Yeah.
Sleepy Joe, Hillary, Obama, they're all down together.
Yeah, Trump always got pressed. Like, they never check Biden on anything, and it bothers me so much.
He said he's going to run again.
It's no way.
That's what he said.
There's no way. They're not going to let him run again. They're not going to let him run again because it's so bad right now. Like, something's going to... I don't even think he's going to finish out his term because it's so bad that if he wins again, that it'd be even more obvious that election was fraud.
Yeah. Well, if you don't vote for him, you ain't black.
Crazy. There was a special election in Texas in a really, really Hispanic part of Texas, like 84%, and they voted Republican. They flipped, like, Hillary won that district by like 40 points.
Yeah.
Biden won it by like 10, and it completely flipped to a Republican, like a Hispanic Republican.
Yeah.
So people say, like, this is like the precursor to what's going to happen in November with the midterms coming up. Like, a lot of just historically Democratic places and demographics that the Democrats kind of like push towards, like Hispanics and black people.
Right.
I think more black people are going to vote red. I think more Hispanics are going to vote red. And they're just going to be confused. Like, what the hell happened?
Mm-hmm.
It's the ultra MAGA people and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
Crazy. Crazy.
You're listening to the sounds of Urban X.
We had Eli on line earlier.
My bad. My bad. Did y'all hear that? Apparently, I don't know. I saw this. I read this. Bill Gates made 37 trips to Epstein Island.
37 trips.
37 trips.
And he ain't the only one.
I'm sure. Obviously not the only
one. Will we ever find out the manuscript? Will we ever get the law?
You know, apparently there was a plot to murder Ghislaine Maxwell in prison. Like, it was a prisoner said she was paid to strangle Ghislaine Maxwell.
Really?
That's what, yeah, that's happened.
And that came out in the news?
In the news, yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. I mean, come on. She's got she's pretty sure she got the manuscript somewhere. But what good is it doing her? She's sitting in a nasty ass prison.
Yeah.
I want to know who else was on that, them trips to Freaky Deaky Island.
Yeah.
The plane. Yeah, motherfuckers over there having a good time. That's a real fantasy island, motherfucker.
Freaky
shit.
Deaky Island.
Yeah, fuck's going on over there?
Yeah.
37 trips for his ass? What are you doing over there?
Speaking of Freaky Deaky, brought back some comments. DJ Academic said about like 17-year-olds and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it sounds gross.
It's nasty. It's disgusting.
It is nasty. Basically saying like, yo, he said his rule with dealing with girls, like if she got a college ID, fair game.
There's 16 and 17-year-old girls in
college? I remember my senior year or my junior year. There was a 16-year-old who came on camp, and we got emails like, listen. Like,
she's 16.
She's 16, yeah. Like,
yeah, no. Even first of all, how old is Academics?
He's in his 20s, maybe early 30s now.
Okay, how old was he when he made these statements? If he was 25 and she's 17, there's an unwritten rule we don't want to talk about in the hood, right? I used to watch them high school girls get in the cars with them niggas who was 22 and 23 because they had cars. Let's just keep it a bean, right? And we was like, oh, we ain't got no cars. We too young for them and shit. They was dealing with older dudes. So dudes have that mentality that's fair game. She in college, she away from home. Doesn't make it right. It's nasty as shit. But I'm just trying to tell you the mentality of niggas like that who probably wasn't getting no ass. Does he look like he get ass?
Yeah, at all. At
okay,
all
right. At not, all. Yeah, at I ain't shitting on another nigga.
Yeah, at all.
But he looked like he would take whatever he could get.
Yeah.
So for him to prey on college girls, I would not be surprised.
Yeah, I mean, because there is something like if you've been on a college campus, you kind of just all look at everybody as just like, okay, we're adults.
He said that when he was 21, not now. Stop it. No. Was he 21? Because I asked you how old he was. All right? Because he did come out.
No, but then he did.
No, he came out with a statement showing that was 7 years ago. So we know it was 7 years ago, but is he in his 30s now? I don't know how old he is.
No, but even still, like what he said she could have just turned 17. I don't care. Like it sound crazy, right? Now, even I think, is 17 even like legal age consent-wise?
I think 16 is technically.
16, okay. It just, the mentality me.
The first thing I asked was, how old was he?
Yeah.
How old is he now? Because I know he said that was 7 years ago. Or, you know what I'm saying? So if he's 30 or 32 now, then he was 26, 27. That's still unacceptable. I don't give a fuck. Now, if he was 21 and she was 17, 18,
because that's a college senior, college freshman.
Yeah, right.
That happens.
Right. So that happens. So I'm simply saying, based on the information that was given, he don't look like he in his 20s. He might be. Somebody tell me how old he is. He look in his 30s.
Somebody said which means he was 28 when he made this.
If he was 28, that's bonkers. Come on, man. No, you check yourself, dog. Yeah, if he was 28 at the time, all right?
Yeah.
So, again, we'll put a little asterisk under that until we can line up the age numbers.
Well,
because I
just kind of saw it as his first because he... What were you about to say?
What's her name?
Who?
Ride the boat.
Aaliyah?
She was young. we know other people mm-hmm. were young.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And these niggas was violating.
Yeah, yeah.
So the violation is not, we're not going to turn our head to it and act like it don't happen.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. I just know when I went to high school, the senior girls, or the, you know, they just was rocking niggas in cars. Mm-hmm. Niggas pull up to the school, and I got my bus pass. I'm like, listen, you know.
Unlimited, baby. I got two swipes.
No,
and
yeah,
a transfer.
And a transfer. No,
like
no.
We could, you know, take you around.
No.
That's what it
is. You are tuned into the sounds of Urban X.
Somebody said he is 31, so 7 years ago made him 24. I still think that's too old for a 17-year-old. Just my humble opinion.
And especially if she just turned 17, yeah, which he said in the statement.
Yeah, yeah.
So that means so, you, come on. Come on, probably a lot of academics fans, and I don't hate academics. I don't.
No, I'm not hating. I'm just simply saying, you know, in this world, you got to be careful of what you say.
Somebody said something. He said it's not about consent; it's about morality, like morally wrong. And that's the point.
Right.
That's the point. Right? Because they could be grad students, college grad students, 30-year-olds, and a freshman on the same campus. Is that okay?
Right.
Right.
Because technically, I can date a 19-year-old girl right now. She of age. I'm 55 or 54. Dude, morally, I mean, legally, it's correct.
You get what I'm saying? So that's the only thing. That was the only point. And if you've never been on a college campus, then you know.
Even as a sugar daddy, when I turned 75 and I got my little.
You seen Danny Glover?
Danny Glover's.
Danny Glover?
All right, I'm 75 and she's 40. She 40 now. She got kids of her own now. And I'm going to give her the Social Security. You only come around when I got my check, I notice. I need you in the middle of the month. And you never come around. It's always around the first of the month when I get my check. But since you're here, let me grab one of these Viagra's. Give me 15 minutes. Yeah. It's going to be on.
Before we go to commercial break, Elon Musk is being sued for like $200-something billion.
That's a lot of bread.
For participating in what they're calling the Dogecoin pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
And remember, he was kind of like affecting, and because crypto is so unregulated, he was affecting the crypto market, especially the Doge market. He would like tweet the Doge symbol, and then like it will go up, and then people would just kind of sell off there.
Some people
would get caught holding the bag and stuff like that. So it was, it's interesting. I don't think he's gonna get sued
young
for that.
Young girls
much.
Can be aggressive and manipulate. Yeah, what they got to do with you being taking them to a hotel? So what, they could be manipulative and aggressive? You know what young girls are. Stop being naive. I'm not being naive. I said that I saw them jumping in cars with older dudes. So we know what they're capable of doing. Shit, it's younger. Even if you go to a strip club now, dude, you could be dancing with somebody's daughter.
True.
Let's just keep it a bean.
Like, especially if they have, like, you know, I've been to a strip club where, like, the first time I went, I was 18, so I had to get the wristband.
Right.
And it was strippers on with the 18, like with the wristband.
With the wristband.
Under 21. I was just like,
under 21.
Shit.
So that whole shit is weird.
Yeah.
That whole shit is weird.
So
stay out of those clubs now.
Yeah. Let's take a quick commercial break.
And yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, we'll be back. And we're back.
Every time I take you on a trip, I never see my picture in any of the InstaFace stuff y'all do. I done paid all that money. It's just you and plates of food and your friends.
You know, I saw at an Apple store, like, they had programs of, like, teaching old people how to use their phones.
Oh, man.
That has to be frustrating.
That's some funny shit.
That has to be frustrating as
well. I want to be on the InstaFace, too.
Yeah.
And get my money all the time. Take care of them bad kids of yours.
Thank you guys for joining us again. Don't forget to support our advertisers in the description below. The information is in the description below.
Yes.
If you want to work with them.
Countdown to show 300.
Countdown to show 300.
All right, we on and pop it.
And don't forget, like I said, hit us. You can email us or hit us on Instagram or Twitter with one of your favorite Urban X
yes.
moments. Somebody said it was my gender reveal. That was, because that was a surprise.
Yeah, that was dope.
That was a surprise. And we live streamed that, so that was cool. So yeah, so I'm excited to see what y'all see.
Shout out, Aris. We see you in there. Get your insurance policy. Stop playing.
Organa Gummo said, I done watch all 293 shows. There's somebody who's going back to like our old episodes and commenting on them like, nah, this is crazy.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, thank you.
That's why you're with me, because my insurance policy.
You know?
I took that out with Aris back in 2019 sometime. You're not getting that money. No, you're not.
Organic, so what up?
Peace. Somebody sent me $5, and I appreciate it.
So there was an L.A. drill rapper who came to the Bronx.
Jeremy Hudson. Thank you.
Did you see that story?
Yes, I saw that.
And got killed.
And they got killed.
In the pharmacy. They didn't even rob him.
No, they did rob him.
They did rob him. Oh.
Yeah, they got his chain. He was here to shoot a video or something. He was an L.A. rapper. R.I.P. to him and his family.
Yeah, what happened?
And they followed him into the store. They said he was going to buy weed from them. And I guess they recognized he wasn't from around here.
Yeah.
And you blinged out.
Kill him?
Yeah, yeah. Dude, these things escalate. You had and they hit him a couple of times.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah,
Well, you know, old school Malcolm, I'm just going to keep it up. If I start it, I got to finish it because then you can come back. So it's one of them things. That's how the old school dudes used to do it.
Yeah.
But they didn't shoot into crowds of just randomly trying to hit anybody. But if it's on, it's on. You got to finish that up.
Damn.
You know, so.
Yeah, the Bronx is kind of crazy right
now. No, it's crazy everywhere, man.
I thought that was...
No, we didn't talk about Bieber, but he's got the...
Yeah, let's talk about him right now. So Justin Bieber, he announced that he has a Ramsey Hunt syndrome. And that's paralyzing, like, one side of his face is paralyzed. Now, I looked that up, and, you know, obviously, I thought it was Bell's palsy. Remember, that was one of the symptoms from the thing.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, oh, snap, like, that's what happened to him. And it could be.
Could be.
They could be, because they're saying that apparently it's a rare viral infection. It's a complication from a virus, so not sure.
And he was getting ready to go on tour.
On tour, so he had to cancel.
So a lot of times, you know, you got to get the jibbity jib jib before you go on tour.
That was the first thing I thought when I saw it. I was like, oh, he had to get that.
But, you know, maybe he has some rare genetic disease.
Yeah, it seems like, you know. But that could be, like, just the perfect excuse. But apparently he's getting better and it's not.
He kind of looks like Forrest Whitaker, a white version of Forrest Whitaker.
That wasn't nice.
No, I'm just saying.
That wasn't nice.
Forrest Whitaker looks like he's on DayQuil and NyQuil at the same time.
That wasn't nice.
Whenever I see Forrest Whitaker, I'm like, nigga. I don't even know his name. I'll be like, the nigga, we didn't do this shit, nigga.
So, Coach Wayne said, what's up with Vince McMahon, Dawson? Never knew he was doing that. Listen, if you watch wrestling, if you like know the backstory to a lot of this stuff, Vince McMahon, the founder of WWE, he is a horrible, horrible person.
Okay.
Like, literally.
In real life.
In real life.
Like, okay.
And he runs his company like he is just real life. Like, you could die from injuries from wrestling.
And he keep it moving.
And he keep it moving. He act like you don't exist. Every video that you were in promo, he erase it.
Wow. Wow.
He act like you do not exist because that is bad on the brand. There was a female wrestler who said she got raped when they were overseas on one of their military shows. He said, don't say nothing because it's going to ruin our relationship with the military. We cannot have that. So it was dismissed. It was like his history as like the CEO of WWE is littered with stuff like that. So right now he's in trouble because apparently they uncovered some hush money, some NDAs from women.
Oh yeah.
He was having affairs with and stuff like that. And apparently another one of his executives, they was passing women around like magic in the '80s. Both just passing women back and forth around and stuff like that. So I'm not surprised. If you were surprised, then listen, do some research on that dude.
Got you.
Because Vince McMahon is a terrible, terrible human being.
Yeah. So they said Fauci got the...
They said Fauci got the thing. He caught it. Somebody said COVID finally met his maker. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, I liked it.
I thought that was
jibbity jab and boosted.
Of course, and then what's
double,
his name?
Triple boost.
And what's his name got it again too? Justin Trudeau from Canada, he got it again. And this is like his third, and he's boosted. Like, this is like his third time catching it again.
Dude, they can electronically give that shit to you.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm going to put my shirt out.
I think when Trudeau and one of them say they have it, it's to avoid some public outing that they're supposed to be in and that's going to, like, press them on something. What I think. Because Trudeau, when he was supposed to meet the truckers and stuff like that, remember, and then he just had it.
What's her name had it? When she was supposed to meet some people.
Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
She caught it when she was supposed to go somewhere and meet people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I think that's just the strategy to kind of get out of it, personally. Okay. I don't think they got nothing, but that's just me.
I like it.
What else?
That would make more sense.
Right. You know what I mean? The Nipsey trial started. They made opening statements today.
Okay, yeah. So, It's still gonna surround.
Yeah, the guy
what Nipsey said to him.
Yeah, well, the guy.
They're trying
to make it seem like it was a crime of passion. That's actually what he said. He said it was a crime of passion. He's guilty, but it's a crime of passion.
Nope. I ain't buying none of it.
Yeah,
it's all theater. It's people involved all the way up, all the way down. They had to get rid of this particular young man for what he knew. And some of y'all would not even be ready to deal with how deep this goes. Not even Black Dot would talk about that shit.
Somebody said, I've definitely used COVID to get out of stuff I don't want to do.
Sure.
That got to be it.
Sure, that's the new shit.
Yeah, that got to be it. Like,
I got that vid.
I can't go. Sorry.
I would like to come to that cookout.
Nigga. Yeah.
Got the vid, my nigga. Got the vid. Sure.
Somebody said, why not on court? Are they filming that? Or are they showing that court case in TV? The Nipsey?
I'm not sure. They might be.
What did you think about the, there was a kid, a rapper in Florida. He got cornered by some residents in a neighborhood. They threw a brick through his window.
Oh, that was ridiculous.
Yeah, they were get out of our neighborhood.
Yeah, get out of our neighborhood. We don't like the way you driving in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
16-year-old, it was a 15-year-old in the car, too. And these white people threw a brick. What's their names? Threw a brick through the goddamn window.
Howard Hughes.
Of the kid's car and shit.
Howard Hughes and Donald Corsi. They were both arrested by Seminole County Sheriff's Office. And one was charged with a weapons offense, second-degree felony for throwing a brick through his window. And Hughes was charged with first-degree damage to his property. And shortly after, they posted bond and were released from the jail.
Okay, y'all know who they are, right? Now, I'm just asking. All the tough talk, gangbangers, this, that. You know what it is, son. It's on site. Dude, these are kids, bro. Mm-hmm. Driving, whether you was driving fast through the neighborhood or not, to say, listen, young man, that's cool. Just slow down. There's people walking. They was like, you don't belong here, brother.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Get out of our neighborhood. Yeah. And it was bad. And I'm glad the young man kept his cool.
Yeah.
Because homie had to join one on him.
And then
it would have been a whole spin narrative. Yep. He attacked me. I let loose on a 16-year-old
kid. And I stood my ground.
So I'm glad he just filmed it.
Yep.
And waited for his parents to get there, whatever the case may be, the police to come and deal with the situation. Not sure I would have handled it that way, but I'm a grown ass man, so that's different.
No, but like, because he even said he can legally hold his gun, something like that. And I'm just like, imagine like that.
Yeah,
that would have been
that could have escalated.
And if you watch your video, it's just white people around them.
That's all it is, and they're all gonna be in compliance and say he threatened him.
Yeah,
and obviously Howard or whoever felt threatened and was there to protect themselves, and then it wouldn't have been no tape. Imagine he wasn't filming that. Where that could have went.
Mm-hmm.
See, the film is to protect you from now on, because if he wasn't filming...
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? You could have had a George Zimmerman situation.
And I think that was like the same town. Somebody said it was the same town. Yeah,
same town. Yeah.
Should this be a hate crime? I feel like it should.
It should be a hate crime. They should face a felony... charges for hate crime, because that's a hate crime.
Yeah.
Yep.
Somebody said Fauci was scheduled to meet with Senator Rand Paul this week. Hmm?
Yeah, for another one of them. You know, Rand Paul be going in.
Yeah, I like him.
So, yeah, of course he got the COVID, sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
It said, Urban X must be coming up next. Wait, what? Urban X TV. must be coming next. What does Urban X have in store after the 300th episode? A lot of new programming. You know what I mean? A lot of new shows come, especially in our membership. We just have the time now to do it. We were working on a lot of stuff. People were sick. We had a lot going on. If you watch the story, we had a lot going on. But we're in a better place now. I'm excited.
Yeah. I've actually got my second wind.
Yes.
I've got my second wind, and I'm ready to, add to the legacy and provide this great content.
Yeah.
The $5 is just a gesture to say we appreciate your support. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't want to go on no higher than that. We tried that. And it just didn't work out. And we want to just keep it where it is. Mm-hmm. And if you want to help us keep the lights on and keep the rent paid and keep a few dollars in our pockets, then let's go for it. Let's embark on something different. Let's get real exclusive on this shit. And like I said, we'll throw some snippets up here and there.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But we're going to be going hard, uncensored, raw, uncut. We're just going to be going for it.
Queen Love, we didn't do the after show, so that's probably why you're not getting your email.
Yeah, you're not getting your email because we haven't done any.
We haven't done
any. As a matter of fact, I got to get ready to get out of here now. The game's on.
Oh, yeah. The game is on.
I'm going to take one or two questions.
Yeah, so let's take some questions.
Get out of here.
And then we are out. Good for the weekend. You know what I mean? I saw a question. Let me see if I have some more stories. We had a lot of stories today. A lot of stuff has happened. Oh, there's a Buzz Lightyear movie coming out. I think it comes out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And it is banned in a few different markets. I think like 15 or 16 different markets because there is a queer couple. There's two women, I think, getting kissed. And a lot of,
A lot of them Islamic countries, they're just not having it.
Not with it.
They just not have it. They stick to their principles and they're not. So, I'm sure Disney knows that. Yeah, probably make a special edition. I'm not gonna lie to you. Those scenes out of.
I'm not gonna lie. Somebody put up a. They show.
Jay Nightmare. Happy birthday, man.
Happy birthday, G. Somebody showed the covers, the movie covers, like the American movie covers, and then the Chinese movie covers.
Yes.
And how they just take black people out. And even in the Black Panther one, they had. What's his name? Black Panther. What's his name?
Bozeman.
Yes, they had him like on the cover, but on the Chinese one, they had the mask on him. Yeah. Right? In Star Wars, the black character Finn, they just took him off of the fly completely.
But they love our sneakers, they love our culture.
Right.
They love everything about us.
Right, right.
Got you. But you can't put us on the cover. Crazy. Jeffries.
Thank you for the
support. Thank you so much. Appreciate you as well. Yep. Do you guys use a Zoom HS or another model as a recorder, or do you directly record into your computer?
We use a Zoom LiveTrack L8.
A Zoom LiveTrack L8 for the audio.
Yes.
In terms of visuals into the computer, visuals is something else, but we use a Zoom L.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah. LiveTrack L8.
LiveTrack. It's 8-track sound effects, all that kind of shit.
The buttons and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can preload that. You can record directly in here or you can record into your computer.
Yeah, either or.
Yeah. Malcolm, how do I get in contact with you for business purposes? info@urbanx.nyc.
Well, you talk about the clone cows? Oh, they're gonna make me like that.
Oh, yeah.
That means I'm going to waste. Trust me.
Yeah.
That meat is not going to waste.
Somebody said, us subscribers need an after show. Monday, we got you. We owe you.
Yeah, shit, we might do one Monday and Thursday.
Yeah, we owe y'all, for
I'm
sure.
I'm putting it out there, but I appreciate you being with me.
We definitely owe y'all.
Because somebody said, I got to pay Eli his bread. Well, we're going to see. He already owed me a buck.
Yeah, for sure.
And if he loses the series, he owe me another buck, so...
Somebody said, what y'all do you
see me with a new shirt on?
YouTube as a platform is heading as the recession nears. I don't know. I think YouTube will probably be bigger because during times like that, people like entertainment.
That's what made Fat Joe. That's what made D-Nice. Not made them, but they really took advantage of people having to be home. And not that you have to be home in a depression, but you ain't got no money to go hang out to the movies and stuff like that. And everybody's falling back. And, so these platforms become important. They do.
Yeah.
What is it going to lose? What's the best borough in New York?
Left over right, man. BX, man. BX would be next.
BX, nigga. BX would be next.
What camera do you use to broadcast? We use Sony. Listen, I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah, we're Sony.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. You're asking a lot of questions that if you have the membership, you get the courses for $29.95.
You'll see the camera.
You see the cameras. You see the cameras setup. You see our live stream setup. You see all of that stuff. But
yeah.
We use Sony. Sony cameras.
For the most part. We also got a big Black cinema joint. Black Magic cinema.
Yeah.
6K joint. You know. We get to then.
Oh, Tatum is out. Oh, shit. Forget it.
He's out for the game? Oh, that's a wrap.
Yeah, it's over.
It's over. All right. That's done.
All right. That just made me sad.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to pay Eli's money. Yep. What did you say?
But with that being said, guys.
Yep. With that being said.
Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. We love y'all. We will see you guys. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out
Happy
there.
Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there.
Happy Father's Day. Hopefully, we get a game.
Yeah.
On Father's Day.
Yeah,
that'd
I'm going
lovely.
Out with my boys, my A1 from day one Saturday. Shout out. Big Dave, chill, big fella boo. We're gonna go and just have a brunch.
Yeah.
Pre-Father's Day joint.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So enjoy your Father's Day and we will see you
Monday.
Monday.
That'll be like a fake Juneteenth show too, because
some jobs
are celebrating that day since it's on Sunday, so they have Monday off. And
okay,
like
I like
that,
it. I like it.
All right.
With that being said,
yeah, man, peace.
Peace.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.